Bezras Hashem Yisbarech, today's daf is Peivav in Meseches Yuma. It is the 549th daf in Shas. Our daf is a very important one in terms of the halachos of tshuva, the import of tshuva, the significance of tshuva, both in terms of the perspective of halacha as well as agadita. Our entire daf will involve itself with the halachos of tshuva. Our daf will begin to discuss that because of the Mishnah that we had. The Mishnah for the Daf of Shabbos Kodesh Parshas Truma had the Mishnah on Pehei Amabez, and the Mishnah over there tells us many important things about Tshuva, and our Gemara will pick up discussing the line in the Mishnah that says, Tshuva mechaperes alaveros kalos alase velosase. The Mishnah presents that Tshuva atones, quote-unquote, only for averos that are light averos, which our Gemara is going to qualify what those are. And the Tanakhama of our Mishnah says that when it comes to averos chamuros, so those are held in abeyance until Yom HaKippurim, and then Yom HaKippurim is mechaper on those averos. The Gemara will spend time analyzing that, as well as we'll begin a little bit on Pehei Amabez, that the Gemara begins to analyze the Mishnah that said that when it comes to averos that are punishable with a karmen chatas and an asham, then those averos attain kapara with those karbanos. However, if there isn't a karban, so then misa and Yom HaKippurim are mechaper with tshuva. However, analyzes the Gemara, 10 lines from the bottom on Pehei Amabez, Misa v'yom ha-kippurim mechaperim mimachuva. So the Gemara deduces, the standard opinion is the following. You need tshuva with either Misa or Yom HaKippurim. Imachuva in, b'fnei atzman lo. Tshuva is a necessary requisite, just Misa and Yom HaKippurim will not be mechaper. Analyzes the Gemara name of the local Rebbe. This seems to be against the opinion of Rebbe. The same we learn in Brisa. Rebbe Omer, kol aver shebe Torah, all sins in the Torah, bein asa tshuva, bein la asa tshuva, Yom HaKippurim mechaper. Yom HaKippurim atones, just simply the day coming atones. We're going to see some mefarshim on this issue, but this is the simple reading of Shitas Rebbe. Chutz, with a couple of exceptions, some have the Girsa Miporek also, and who entirely throws off the Yoka Torah. Some of the Girsa Loeg Al Chaver, someone who insults his friend. Umigale Ponim Batorah, someone who uses the Torah to ridicule it. He, if you will, darshins the Torah Chas V'Chalila in ridicule. Umefer Bris Basar, or he rejects Mila. Unfortunately, that's in the news today. Shemasa Tshuva Yom HaKippurim Mechaper. Only with those individuals, if he does tshuva, then Yom HaKippurim mechaper. However, if he didn't, v'im lo asa tshuva, ein Yom HaKippurim mechaper. Is mashma that according to Rebbe, most averos tshuva is not necessary. Yom HaKippurim alone is mechaper, which seems to be against our Mishnah. Answers the Gemara: Afilu teima Rebbe. Really, our Mishnah is in accordance with Rebbe. Tshuva by Yom HaKippurim. Tshuva alone, both according to our Mishnah and Rebbe, is not mechaper by itself. It needs Yom HaKippurim. Yom HaKippurim, according to Rebbe, lo boi tshuva. The Tosis Yishanim is bothered. How could that possibly be that Yom HaKippurim alone is mechaper on averos? Let's take a look at the Tosis Yishanim inside. It's on the bottom of the Yomud. If you'll take a look in the first column, he asks, Vim tomer hocha mashma di Yom HaKippurim ikar. Vafilu achi kamer im tshuva, kashim ikana mashma rovigil Rabbeinu Yaakov lomer, di Talmud Torah tofel legabe derech eretz. First, the Tosafot Yishanim asks a technical question, which we cannot get involved with in our Daf Yomi, but skip down four lines before the bottom in the first column of Tosafot Yishanim, he suggests the following, Va'od yei shomer de Rebbe nami tzarech tshuva lekapura gemura. That even Rebbe would agree to achieve Kapara Gemura, that could only be done with tshuva. Avogav the Mahani Yom HaKippurim lema'et mikareis. Yom HaKippurim can help to prevent the punishment of kareis. Rav Soloveitchik pointed out that kareis is someone who removed himself from society. every Baal Aveira is not necessarily removed, hasn't removed himself from the Jewish halachic society, except for the examples that we had in our Gemara of Pirei Kol and Megal upon him Batorah. But at the same time, argues the Tosfos Shanim, even Rebbe would agree, Mekomokom Kapara Gemura Below Tshuva Leka. It can't be that Kapara by itself without it could be attained, the full kapar without tshuva, and then he brings a proof. If it would be so, that Rebbe would say that you don't need any tshuva for a kapar gemura, then how was the Beis HaMikdash ever destroyed? Since Yom HaKippurim is mechaper, except for these three things. In the Minchas Asher of Asher Weiss, I believe in Parshas Nitzavim V'yelech, adapts from this Tosfos Yeshanim the notion that there is a madrega of kapara, a very basic kapara, that according to Rebbe, even Yom HaKippurim alone would achieve. It erases the sin, but then there's a higher madrega, which Tosfos Yeshanim refers to as kapara gemura, which Rav Asher Weiss as well as Rav Soloveitchik refer to as tahara, and that, of course, Rebbe would never say could be achieved with Yom HaKippurim. Rebbe might say that he's still connected and he no longer is punishable with the punishment of Kares as long as he doesn't take himself out of the Jewish community in a halachic sense by being Parek Ol Megal upon him by Torah. However, Rebbe does not mean that all you have to do to reach Madregos is just to live to another Yom HaKippurim. Obviously, there's a lot to say in regards to Hilchos Tshuva and Shitas Rebbe, but the daf marches on. Says the Gemara, three lines from the bottom. Tshuva mikaperes alveiros kalos ala seva alos hasei. We learned, not according to Rebbe, according to the Tanakhama, tshuva is mechaper on the smaller averos. Ala seva alos hasei. In contrast, the Mishnah went on to say, when it comes to the chapmuros, that's tola ad shiyavo yom ha-kippurim v'yichaper, according to the Tanakh of our Mishnah, with tshuva. Says the Gemara, hashta alos hasei mechaperes, if the halacha is that tshuva is mechaper on lavim, asemi boy. Certainly, when it comes to a mitzvah asay, it will be mechaper. For example, when it comes to a lav is punishable by malchus. If you violate an asay, it's not punishable by an onish. So generally, it's assumed that a los asay is more chamor than asay. Amar Rav Yehuda hachi kamar al asay v'alos asay shenitik l'asay. We're talking about an asay as well as a los asay shenitik l'asay. A lav anitik l'asay is a lav which is not an inherent lav, that there is a prohibition, but it's there to buttress an asay. According to one opinion in Pesachim Atzadi Aleph, the prohibition of having chametz on Pesach is to buttress the asay, that it's there to assure that you'll fulfill the mitzvah asay of Tashbisu. So it has a part of it that's asay-like. And therefore, our Mishnah answers Rav Yehuda is talking about a los asay, is not talking about an asay. So deduces the Gemara, v'alos asay gomer lo. Then according to this opinion, so then tshuva would not be mechaper on a full-fledged asay, a regular type of asay. It would be mechaper. A lav anitik asay would also, however, a standard type of lav, let's say shatnis. So then in such a case, it would not be mechaper. Or a minute, I'll ask you a question from a brisa that's in Shavuos on Lamites. Elo ein kalos asay v'alos asay. We say that all los ase are the kalos. To pay vavam and al chutz mi los ase, mi losisa. Except for the iser of the Ten Commandments, losisa Hashem elokecha lashav. So what do we see? We see that los ase includes everything except for losisa. Answers the Gemara, losisa v'chol d'dami lei. No. When we say losisa, we mean losisa and those that are like it, that are los ase gomer. Not like it, that's from the Aseret HaDibros, but like it, that it is not a lav anitik lasei, and according to the position of Rabbi Yehuda and explanation of our Mishnah, the halacha is that tshuva alone is only mechaper on aseis or a lav hanitik lasei. Says the Gemara, Tashma, come in here, I'll bring you a proof. The Gemara is going to bring a kasha on Rabbi Yehuda's presentation. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Rabbi Yehuda taught, Kol shumi loy sisa ulamata tshuva mechaperes. Anything that is comparable to lo sisa and below it, like an example of an asay and a losa, say then tshuva is mechaperes. Milo sisa ulamala tshuva tol of Yom HaKippurim mechaper. If it's above lo sisa, then you have to wait for Yom HaKippurim to be mechaper. What do we see? We see from here that an aseh and a lav alone, it's enough just to have tshuva. The Gemara gives the same answer. Lo sisa v'chol de dami la. No, maybe lo sisa me includes even a lav gomor of malchus, and therefore you need Yom HaKippurim as well. Gemara attempts another proof. Tashma lefisha nemar bechorev tshuva. Since tshuva is said in the lashon of enake, so the Braisa says, what are we referring to, first of all, when it comes to Vinake? The Yud Gimel Midos conclude with Vinake. Yachol af lo sisa iman. I might think lo sisa is included. Tamalomar lo yinake. That's why the Pasuk concludes, ki lo yinake Hashem, the Pasuk by in the Aseres HaDibros, in other words, the amazing drush of the Gemara. When we learned Vinake, that, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us that Midah Vinake, that the Torah says does not apply when it comes to lo sisa, because there it says lo yinake. So it's not part of the general cleansing process. Yochel avshar chayve lavin kein. I might think that all lavim maybe also falls in the category of lo yinake. Tamilomar eshmo. Only ki lo yinake, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not atone those who use his name lashov. Those are that there is no vinake. Aval menake shar chayve lavin, but it does cleanse all other lavin. So what do we see again? We see it's against the shita of Rabbi Yehuda, who said that tshuva is not mechaper chayve lavin. Answers the Gemara to defend Rabbi Yehuda, tanoihi. This is dependent on machlokes tanoim desanya. Al machu mechaper salsev alos aseishinitik lasei. So the answer is, you're right. This brisa that we had mentioned above seems to put chayve lavin with aseh and tshuva alone be mechaper. However, there was another brisa, the brisa that we just read, that said that alos aseh is a separate category from an aseh and a lavinitik laseh, and there only Yom HaKippurim will be mechaper. The Gemara now clarifies this idea that the word v'nake indicates that tshuva is mechaper. Omar mar lefi shenemar bechor v'nake minolan. How do we know that, as we had mentioned above, that the word v'nake refers to kapara? How do we know that? The sanya, Rabbi Lazar Oimer, Iyav shaloimer nake. Why did the Torah say nake? Shekfar nemar lo yinake. The pasuk beforehand says HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not clean, will not cleanse. The pasuk has a paradox inside of it, because the pasuk says, "Noitzer chesed lo alofim, noitzer avoyin v'fesh v'chato'o v'nake, lo yinake." So asks the Gemara, "Iyev shalomer nake." You can't say simply HaKadosh Baruch Hu cleanses all of errors, shekvar neymar lo yinake. But it also says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not cleanse. As well, v'yev shalomer shalo yinake, but you can't say HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not cleanse, shekvar nemar nake. HaKetzad, how do we reconcile it? Tshuva, menaku l'shavin ve'ein menakan le'ein she'einon shavin. So that's how you read the Pashup Shad in the Pasuk, that's quite cryptic, points out our Gemara. So this is the source. The source, or one of the sources for tshuva, is this paradox of v'nake lo yinake. Now, the one that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be v'nake, on the other hand, he'll be lo yinake when a person doesn't do tshuva, v'nake when a person will do tshuva. Shal Rabbi Messiah ben Charash. We've had a few times now Rabbi Messiah ben Charash. We had him in the previous Mishnah as well, as Rabbi Loza ben Azariah b'Romi. He asked Rabbi Loza ben Azariah when they were in Rome. Mefarshim discussed that there are other places where this is mentioned. Some places it says that they were b'yeshiva in Sanhedrin, in Yerushalmi Perik Yud. In Avos Rav Nosson, they say they were in Ludkaya, which is generally understood as Lud. So this is one of those interesting questions of Gersos. Either way, Rav Messiah asks this question. Shamas arba chaluke kapara, Shereb Yishmael Darish. Did you hear about the four different types of kapara that Rabbi Yishmael was Darish? Omar, Rabbi Loza ben Azariah said back to him, Shlosha hein, u'tshuvim kol echad ve'echad. It's not four, but there are three, and they are all dependent on tshuva. And he explains, Omar alasei v'shav, if a person violate nasei, and he does tshuva ein azaz misham ad shemochlin lo. The moment he does it, he doesn't even have to move, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him, forgives him. Shenemar shuvu bonim shovim. So this pasuk Yirmiyahu is referring to someone who's already considered a shovav, and that is someone who returned. In modern Hebrew, the word shovav is a wild kid, but in pasuk in Yirmiyahu, it's referring to someone who returns. Avra loisa sevas a tshuva. If he violated a lav and then he does tshuva, so tshuva toilo v'yom ha-kippurim mechaper. Shenemar ki v'yom hazeh yichaper leichem mikol chato seichem. V'yom ha-kippurim is mechaper on a lav. L'chura, Rabbi Yishmael is being cholek on our Mishnah on Pehei HaMebeis that we discussed already in the beginning of the daf, that our Mishnah, it seems, that chai v'lavim don't need yom ha-kippurim to be mechaper. This point is made by the Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Shin Samach Dalid, Os Yudalid. Third category continues Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah. Avar al Krisus and Mises Bezin. If a person violated Krisus and Mises Bezin, Vasa Tshuva, then Tshuva Yom HaKippurim Tolim. Then even Tshuva and Yom HaKippurim are not enough. V'Yisurim Imrakin. And the way in which he atones himself is with Yisurim. Shemar V'Kadati B'Shevet Pisham U'B'Nigoyim Avonam. The Pasuk in Tehillim describes that there is going to be a shevet, a rod, to punish a person, and nigoim, and saras. Avol, one of the most powerful lines in Shas, last narrow line on Pei Vav Amar Aleph, Avol Mishi Yesh Chil Hashem Biyodoy, someone who has made a Chil Hashem, in other words, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was defiled or degraded due to his actions, Ein Lo Kach B'Tshuva. There's no koach in tshuva litlos, v'lo b'yom ha-kippurim mechaper, v'lo b'yisurim marek, el kulon toilin, umisam memarekes. The only thing that will give him tshuva, kapara, is death. Shenemar v'nigle ba'ozne Hashem tzivakos yimichupar avon lazeh lechem ad temusun. That Yeshayo describes averos of chil Hashem that don't achieve atonement until death. Asks the Gemara, Hechidam Michel Hashem, what qualifies as someone who does an Avera that's a Chil Hashem? Amarav Kegoin Ano. For me, what would the example be? Isha Kilna Bisra Mitbacha Lo Yevina Domila Alter. So the Gemara's example is not a grave Chil Hashem. For a person like Rav, if he takes meat from the butcher and he doesn't pay right away, then people will learn from me to be Mezalzel in Gezel. In other words, a great person, it's easier for him to create a Chil Hashem. What a pachad. Amar Abai lo yishanu el ba'asur de lo tavi. Av ba'asur de tviya leslan ba. In a case of where the butcher doesn't collect on his own, so then there is that Chil Hashem, but if it's time for the butcher to collect, then it would not be a Chil Hashem. Amar Avinu m'sa mechasya asur de tavi hu. The place of m'sa mechasya, the place of Ravina, there the butcher collects, and therefore it would not be a Chil Hashem for him not to pay right away. Abaye k'dishakol bisra mitre shutfi. Abaye, when he bought meat from two partners, yov zuz alahai v'zuz alahai, he would give a zuz to each one of the partners, so that each one should not be choshed that he hadn't paid the other. Now the Gemara explains that he didn't pay twice, but rather after he did that, v'hoda mekarvelu gabi adodi, then he brought both them together, v'avit chushbona. And then they did a cheshbon, they realized, oh, you paid twice, and they gave him back. But he went through these loops in order that they should not suspect, either one should not suspect that he had paid. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Kagon Ano, another example of Chil Hashem would be, in my case, the maskina, Arba Amis, Beloy Torah, Ubeloy Tfilin. That I go, if I would go four Amis without Torah and Tfilin. In other words, to go four Amis without talking and learning and without wearing Tfilin. Yitzchak Devei Rebbe Yanai. Yitzchak from the base Medrash Rebbe Yanai. Omer Kol Shechaver of Mispaishin Machmas Shmuaso. Anybody that is embarrassed about a Shemra, about their friends, then that becomes a Chil Hashem. I knew Chil Hashem, some have the girsa. Amar Rav Nechman bar Yitzchak, going to call Amri Inshi, Shari Le Maria Liplanya. The expression that's used for that type of event, where Rashi explains, is May HaKadosh Baruch Hu be mochel on his actions. So if someone says that, from the yeshiva of Yanai, then that's a chil Hashem. Abaye Omar, Abaye gives an example, Kedisanya, a very powerful brisa. This is one of the brisas that I think are one of the most important messages in the entire corpus of Torah that one could give over to children and talmidim. Kedisanya, v'ahavta es Hashem lokecha, shiheh shem shamayim misayiv al yodcha, that the name of heaven, in other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, should become beloved due to your actions. Shiheh koire v'shoine u'mishamesh talmidei chachamim, that a person should learn mikra, learn mishnayis, and serve talmidei chachamim in masa umatan of both taking care of them as well as understanding the time of halachos. V'yehe maso matanum b'nachas imabrius, and your business should be pleasant with people. Ma'abrios omeris alav, what do people say in such a person? Ashrei avu shelimdo Torah, praises his father Torah, Torah ashrei rabo shelimdo Torah. Oilohem la'abrios, but woe to those people, shelolimdo Torah, didn't learn Torah. Look how beautiful Torah makes people. Ploni shelimdo Torah, ru kam anoim drachav, look how nice his actions are. Kam mesukanim masav. Alav ha'klasav oimer, this is what the Pasuk Yishayahu says, v'yomer li avdi atu Yisrael, asher becha espo'er. This is the Klal Yisrael that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is glorified by. Avol mi, shekari v'shoni mishamish talmidei chachamim. But someone who learns, learns mishnayis, mishamish talmidei chachamim, ve'emas ol matonu be'emun, is not honest. Ve'en dibur b'nachas ma'abriyos, ma'abriyos omas olav, oiloi l'plon shalom do Torah. What was the person, shalom matar? What was the person that learned Torah? Oiloi l'avish shalom do Torah. What was the person who taught him Torah? Oiloi l'rabo shalom do Torah. Ploni shalom matorah, he learned Torah, ru kam ol how unpleasant his behavior is, how disgusting his ways are, v'lova kos and voimer, and the pasuk in Yecheskel has the exact opposite description from the pasuk in Yishayo, be'amor lahem am Hashem eila ume'artzo yatzo, that the people will say, these are the people that God has kicked out of his land because their actions are terrible. Amar b'chama b'r'b'chanina g'dol tshuva, tshuva is so beautiful because it brings health into the world. I will heal them and I will love them from the goodness of my heart. Another memory in regards to tshuva, Rabbi Chama Rabbi Chana, Rami tshuva banim shoivivim, that we mentioned from Yirmiyahu Gimel, to meikar shovim matem, that in the beginning you were rebels. This is the way in modern Hebrew the word shovim is used. We mentioned above that there is another way of understanding shovim. And then the pasuk also says, "Uksiv erpa mishuval seichem," that I will heal you in the future. Now here the Gemara is saying shuvavanim shovim, that we consider these fellows who were once wild as balei tshuva legamri, even in the past. And erpa mishuval seichem is in the future. Loi kasha kame ava v'kame yira. One is the case where a person did tshuva me'ava, the other is a case where he did tshuva me'yira. Rav Yehuda Rami, k'siv, shuvavanim shovim, erpa moshva sechem, uksiv, ki anochi ba'alti, v'chem, v'lokachti eschem echa me'ir, ushnayim mi'mishpacha. The Pasuk Yirmiyahu describes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will appoint us, as be'alti is the lashon of becoming a bailim, that we become Eved to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who's the Adon. So on the one hand, we're called Banim. On the other hand, we're called Avadim. Loi kasha. Kame ava omiyira. Kan ayide yisurim. We're called Avadim if we return to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through yisurim. But if we return through ava or yira, then we're considered Banim. Our Amr concludes on Peivavim and Alf Amr Rabbi Levi Gedol Tshuva Shemagasa Kisei HaKovet. Tshuva reaches mamish to kisei hakavod, shenemar shuva Yisrael ad Hashem Elokecha. Return Klal Yisrael up until HaKadosh Baruch Hu.